going on there? Over
that's
the
where we that's where we
were. Razors and tars or straight. Yeah, there's enough.
There was shots in that
mail.
I don't
know. Basically,
I think a lot of the images that have been coming out of both Iraq and Palestine recently have really disturbed people. I was speaking to a group of school kids a couple of days ago, and they were saying how overwhelmed they feel, how disempowered, you know, that they feel that what's happening is so immense that they really have no power within it, that they can't stop it, they can't minimize the brutality that's going on. What's going on in Abu Ghraib, obviously, is the tip of the iceberg. It's finally got some international attention, but it's something that Iraqis, particularly in Baghdad, were talking about months before the infamous photos that have came out. What's happening in Palestine at the moment is not something that doesn't happen every day. It's a policy, you know, it shouldn't shock people.
I want to sit down and let the girl speak with it. Let the girl speak.
Basically, if anybody has any questions about what they've been seeing or any misconceptions or any anger or any disagreements, if they could voice them and maybe we could get a little bit of a debate going on. Because as I said, I'm a little bit...
The George Bush is the biggest house in the world. That's better than I've been
last. When you were there, what was it like? When was the last time you were in Iraq?
The last time was in late October. I lived in Baghdad primarily, but traveled around the Kurdistan and Baghdad and a number of other places. The main thing that's really crippling Iraq at the moment is a complete lack of security. It's terrifying for people. There's nothing that you can take for granted. An occupation, and it's really difficult, obviously, to understand this, I think, for people who are young enough not to have really experienced one, or whatever, have not experienced one, is that it controls every aspect of your life. It controls your freedom of movement. It controls whether you can go to the market or not and not risk getting shot in the head because of the curfew imposed by trigger-happy soldiers. And it dictates, you know, the way that you live your life. There has been a drastic increase in the amounts of gang rape and kidnappings in Baghdad at the moment. And that is debilitating in society in the sense that women have very little involvement in what is going on in Iraq, particularly in terms of this sort of provisional or transitory government. The government, the National Governing Council, is supposed to be obviously a provisional body. It does not have the support of people. The majority of politicians who are involved in it have earned not only the distrust but the disdain of people because they have not seen them to represent what they want, which is genuine self-determination. They're seen as legitimate targets.
We've got an agreement with the European Union at the moment which has got trade or got human rights built into it. If the human rights are flouted, then the free trade agreement shouldn't stand. And yet they won't pass the free trade agreement.
What Robbie is talking about is something called the trade association agreements, which are privileged trade agreements that exist between the European Union and Israel. There's a clause in these trade association agreements, which is a human rights clause. It means that if any member party of the trade agreements are in violation of basic human rights laws, that these laws be suspended. The European the European Parliament has called for the suspension of the trade association agreements. Over five times, the European Union Council refuses to enforce it with any sort of muscular moves. This is something that Palestinian civil society and NGOs have been appealing for the entire term of the Ireland's presidency of the EU, that Ireland take a much stronger stance, a stance with a little bit of backbone and courage in condemning both an illegal and a moral occupation of Palestine. Up until now, the Irish government has refused to do so.
We
collected a number of signatures, both from civil society and from politicians, calling for the abolition of these trade association agreements and the suspension of them. We were told by the Department of Foreign Affairs that they could never get consensus for something, and see it basically as centering Israel's actions. So they're not going to do anything about it. I think this is the case really when the people lead and the leaders follow. The memory of South Africa, of apartheid South Africa, is still very fresh, particularly in Ireland around the Dance campaign, which contributed in a very powerful way, you know, even if it was only a symbolic way, to bringing down apartheid in South Africa. There is a 21st century form of apartheid going on in occupied Palestine.
Start to begin to see
what's happening in Palestine in the language of emancipation, instead of a conflict. This is what we're calling for in Ireland, for a consumer boycott. This is what we're calling for.
Yeah.
got his hand, his face tapes, and his yeah.
Sam, you're the only one now.
You don't sit up with the elder.
Let the lady speak.
What a potential has been found when the whole international community is just standing by and blanking everything that's happening to you. Like, what other options do you have?
Community, but it hasn't by people, by civil society internationally. People are in solidarity with Palestine.